This week on Clown College.
But dude, best people in the world, Hawaiians.
Hell yeah.
Now for white guys, it gets a little dicey, but if you're you, you're good. If you're, as a Birmingham guy, if you're him, he might get fucked up.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But if you're chill, yeah, they will fuck AJ O'Leary up.
They'll fuck him up, dude. They'll fucking
don't like
bust
him.
A pineapple right over his head, dude.
He wouldn't be able to walk the streets.
No.
But those are nice people. Would you?
He's just too much of an asshole.
He is.
Damn.
I mean, always wants to be dick, black. Man. God, I hate AJ O'Leary. Damn. We had him on, man.
Yeah, dude. He smelled weird.
He hasn't talked to us since.
Mm-mm. Not one time. He wears a suit all the time. Thinks he's the shit. Can you believe that, bro?
Fucking on the news.
Damn. On the news,
who
man?
Does he think he is on the news?
Hell yeah.
Does he ever bring us up on the news?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah.
Piece of shit.
And he does business reporting. What are we, dude, if not a business?
Mm. Yeah, man. Well, you asking
we're
what
Clown
I
College Inc.
You know how much we made at our last show, Brandon?
How much did we make?
$15.97.
Holy shit.
Round it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Well, how do you round
it? You got 16 now, don't you? Look at that.
He's quick with it.
I'm a cashier now. Yeah. Don't play with me, man.
Damn. It's all about it. Dude, give a round of applause.
My IQ test would be higher right now, mm-hmm. But you know.
If you had...
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guest right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
Stop, JJ. Hey, that was just good. I was like, damn, this is a good time to start with.
Brad, look at Brandon taking control of the pod.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Chicka chicka. That's what a good producer does. Did you just call him the N-word, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Say it, Brandon.
Say what?
Huh?
What do you want me to say?
Say it.
Say what?
You
which
know,
one?
You what? Know what you should say.
Like, what up, my nigga? Like that?
Oh,
that what you
God.
Want?
That felt wrong.
Man.
It felt wrong when you said it.
Because it's weird just to say it for no reason.
What'd you say? You say it in normal conversation.
Oh, yeah, man. So I was chilling, you know, and then my nigga came over here and he wanted to whoop some ass.
Yeah, see, that sounded better.
He wanted to whoop some ass?
Oh, I was just making up a scenario. I was like, he wanted to whoop some ass. So we did it.
Who? Who you guys beating up? Asians, usually?
We built. Okay, his name him. Would
Haitians.
Be Bradley Mole.
Haitians and Asians have a lot more in common than I thought they did.
Really?
They carry around swords and shit. And
what else do they do?
They eat critters, dude. Apparently.
Critters and?
I thought it was pets.
Yeah, and pets.
Yeah.
Critters are different than pets.
Oh, okay. I was using that as
because ever since I started, of course I watch it all on Twitter, of them like wringing the cat's neck and like, look, what? They do it. And they've been showing me just Haitians eating insects and various things. Now, it's probably isolated incidents. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, so what did they do to the cat?
They were eating cats and dogs.
You watched them eat the cat?
They didn't really. I mean, I'm not saying they don't.
That's
but
what
they
Donald
do. Oh,
Trump
they were
said.
They were on Twitter for sure. I don't even know if they were Haitian. They were just black as shit.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't think Brandon gets political news.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump
really.
Said in a presidential debate that Haitians are eating
cats and dogs
pets.
In Springfield, Ohio. They're eating people's pets.
Damn.
Which
man.
Was debunked, which is crazy. Because he's. Did you watch the debate?
Of course not. Dude.
You didn't?
I can't vote.
I watched it. I don't vote either, but still, I watched it.
I don't
and know. It was because I watch it when Trump is running because, you know, you want some funny shit. Wasn't that much funny shit. But he did say, he's like, they're eating cats and dogs. And the moderator was like, that's been debunked. We talked to the city planner. He was like, you talked to the city planner. I seen it on news on TV.
The city planner?
Somebody.
I don't think that's part of the plan.
I think it's like whoever's in charge of whoever they will fucking call.
It's like our city's plan to end hunger. We're gonna eat our pets, dude.
Damn. Actually, I did see that.
But it's like being like Haitian people eat pets. Is that really a diss? You know what I mean? That just means they're resourceful.
Yeah.
They got fucked up by that. What was it? A tsunami?
Tsunami or something
earthquake?
Other. Yeah, one of those.
I mean, natural you gotta disaster. Do what you gotta do, man. I'm not mad at them for it.
And you know, it's a delicacy in Korea. Like, no bullshit. People are like, oh, they eat dogs. They do. But here goes the kicker. The dog costs extra. Costs more. Like, you can get steak.
Oh, damn.
Chicken, shrimp costs less than the dog.
Dogs more than steak?
Dog costs more. Wow. And that's not where any of them, they don't have it like, they might, but it's not like they promote it like where the soldiers and stuff, because we're all throughout there, like from north to the south, it's full of soldiers. So they like wherever we stay at, right by the base, it's not big, but when you got to go TDY and you go out to these places where the no Americans at, oh yeah, because you don't know the language, of course, on the menu. You just point, and then like you'll see a cow, you know, a chicken, and then a dog. But the dog is up top, so it costs more.
Did you ever try some?
I can't do dog. If it was cat, I would have ate the shit out of it.
Would you try some, Brent?
No, man, not in a million
years.
Dude, but
why?
Because that's my dog and my cat.
I don't know. Dogs, for me, it's just like, I like dogs.
I love them too much.
I like dogs, but I'd eat one. I think cows.
Just try it.
Yeah, I'll try it. I mean, I don't want any. Maybe it's got some disease or something. As long as it's
clean.
No,
they breed them to kill them and eat them.
Oh, no.
Just like chickens or whatever else.
I'll eat one, dude. I don't. What's the difference, bro?
Hey, we go to Itaewon. You know what I'm saying?
Itaewon. Where is it?
Clown College goes to South Korea.
That was
Seoul.
Hell
Seoul,
yeah,
South Korea.
I would go.
Yeah, we'll have to travel a little
South
bit.
Korea?
But all you do is hop. The beautiful thing about Korea, you just hop on a fucking train and
go
it's cheap.
Anywhere.
And you go where you need to go.
They got the fast trains, don't they?
Yeah, it's fast. I mean, it's not like that bullet train. Like
that's what I was thinking.
Nah, it's just a regular like train that goes through the whole.
Let's see, man.
Train to Busan. That's badass.
Oh, yeah. Sick movie.
Like these?
Yeah. That's what, like, click on that one. That's what I was on.
You know,
and then you better be on the right fucking platform, too.
Oh, wow.
Because if you're on that one and you need to get over there, there's no just, you know, there's no, like, little bridge you can go. You got to go down and walk all the way under.
Damn. So you get late for work a lot down here. That's fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, this one time. I used to have pictures of it, but it wasn't my pictures on Facebook. It was somebody else, and I guess they deleted their account, so they went away. But it was this Korean dude. Black suit jacket, black suit pants, red socks, red shirt under it, and one of those like Heisenberg hats, like in Breaking Bad.
Okay.
That's what he looked like, and he had glasses, and he was knocked the fuck out. They got a party car, like where you go get beer and food and all that shit. So he was there, and he was passed out, of course. I think we're 21, all of us are young, and we're on there getting obliterated, you know, fucked up. And we noticed that he's asleep. So some of us go over there and take pictures with him. Like, you're like, this girl puts her tits in the face. We had all these pictures. That's probably why she took him down. It could be considered sexual assault now. But
not over there.
Yeah. I'm not saying her name. It was all in fun. But look, this motherfucker was fucked up. I mean, people, it's a party cart, so everybody's like, Soon as this stop came. Boom, he got up and got up.
Holy shit.
Like nothing happened. I swear to God.
Damn, his circadian rhythm is insane.
You think he
was
pretending?
Oh, no.
Like to get those tits?
No, he was not pretending. Oh. Like they were lifting up his arm. Like I'm telling you. Like,
and it just falls
straight down.
Yeah. He just knew, man.
Maybe
he had that intuition.
He has a routine.
Yeah. I mean, for real. He just gets on there. He knows exactly when his stop is. Because if you miss a stop, you know, you could have to circle back around or wait for the next train to go back that way. Yeah, that could be a couple hours, maybe more.
Damn. I knew this one girl, and her parents were both in the army, and they were stationed over in Korea. And apparently, if like churches in Korea, like Christian churches, they wear uniforms to church. It's like she told me it was like a little track suit or something, and that her parents started going to a church over there, and like, they were black, and it was a lady. She had, like, the tracksuit on, and they all wanted to take a picture with her because they thought she was in the WNBA.
Hell yeah.
Yep, that's how.
She's, like, 5'11", just way taller than everybody else. Damn. But the most unbelievable part of that story is that was probably, like, 2009, 2010.
They knew what the WNBA
was? I don't
was?
Think anybody gave a fuck about the WNBA.
Yeah. I don't remember when
in
it
Korea?
Started.
Korea?
Nah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Is Korea know, a big man. Basketball?
Well, North Korea, but not South.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
think
yeah,
South.
Yeah, you are right.
That.
You are right.
I don't think they love the fuck out of basketball. Mm-hmm.
Kim, that is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they love Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might like Michael, too.
Michael.
Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big Mike.
They have to. Well, they don't have to. I'm not saying.
Well, he loves the Bulls. That's his thing. Like, because he went to boarding school or somewhere. Somewhere in Europe or something like that. Like, it was he was like around regular people. People thought he was just a regular guy. I swear to God. And then his whole thing was the Bulls because it was in the 90s. He loved the Bulls.
Dude, I bet he loves Space Jam.
Oh, probably.
He might be autistic as fuck.
Probably.
He might
probably
be.
Probably is.
He might be.
Yeah. You got called out for being a black autistic.
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did. What was it, getting the lowest on the IQ test?
And we haven't talked about that, huh?
Yeah. I somehow got the lowest.
But it's still a good score?
Oh, it was still a perfect score. Like, I'm very happy.
Not perfect, but good.
Beyond. Okay. But I'm just shocked that we had so many 111s and 130s. I think, didn't we almost get a 140?
Jay,
I think he did get a 140.
Did he get 40?
I think that was what it was, a 140.
Okay.
Imagine how smart that is. That's some smart
And he knew it, too.
Oh, he knew it the whole time.
Jay Vamp, shout out.
Shout out. Let me get you applause.
We got a 120 with us, so if we need anything.
125.
Oh, you got a 125?
Look at
that.
That was 125.
Dude, I've been putting on a brave face for these last couple weeks, but it's hurt.
I know, man. So, I know. Dude, I was shocked.
When I seen Dante and once okay, so first when I seen the didn't Dante's come up first or Mike Sales came up first?
I don't were the last three to
Yeah,
come
I know
up.
That. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but before we were the last three, she put up either Dante or Mike Sales.
Yeah.
So it was like at first, whoever it was on there, I was like, I can't be tied with these motherfuckers. Then it was like, oh, I'm dumber than these motherfuckers. Like, a couple points, too.
Dude, that was so fucking funny, dude.
Dude, it hurt.
Yeah.
It shocked me.
I'm going to be honest. When it was down to the last three, I was like, there's no way. Dude.
Yeah. I knew for a fact that you had that,
I was hoping that I did. I was like, what if I just fucked up? What if I was way dumber than I thought I was? It's like the video of that dude that we were talking about in the movie when he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm Ty Tussie. And he moves the mirror and he has down to
him. Yeah. What movie is that?
I can't remember.
No, that was it. It was a TV show, Highlander.
Yes.
Highlander.
Oh, okay.
Or is it Highlander or the one that he goes back in time and he
Brandon
changes
looks
the
this up and finds a video of himself.
Oh shit, that'd be wild. Is this
No, Brandon, put it.
Holy shit, that's not it. That's
no.
just normal.
Put in
Shane Gillis right there.
Oh my god.
Somebody put all right, but you said search up what?
Put in Highlander Down syndrome.
That dude looks exactly like Butterbean.
Oh damn, he does.
Oh damn.
Whoa.
The fuck?
Is this
go to videos.
Is this Down Syndrome only jackets?
Oh, no. It might not have been Highlander. It was one of those. Is Highlander the one that go back in time?
I don't know.
Was that Hot Tub Machine?
Yeah.
Hot Tub.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
Wait till
I never got to see it because I was too young back then. But
you still never watched it?
Nah.
The first one is great.
Nah, I just never watched it.
First Brandon, one is good.
You gonna watch a Minecraft movie, dude?
Hell yeah, Jack Black, man. Mm-hmm. Like, come on,
and Jason Momoa.
Like people, who is that?
Aquaman.
Oh yeah, him. Oh, he's all right.
He's a terrible actor.
But what the fuck? Who's he gonna play in Minecraft, dude?
I think he's like one of the people.
That's what I was wondering. Like, what the fuck are they? Is it a?
There's a Minecraft story mode game that came out way later, but that's bullshit.
So the original Minecraft didn't have a story mode.
No, man.
It's just you build mines.
Technically, your name is Steve, but that's just the name of the dude that you are. Like, he's not even really a character with a backstory. And then you can kill the Ender Dragon, and that's kind of like you beat the game, but you still keep playing. And nothing.
But that's in the game that originally came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever this is.
But it just, you kill the Ender Dragon.
She's funny.
Who?
I don't know her name. She looked like the girl from Baps. It's an old movie you guys wouldn't know, with Halle Berry.
What year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
What year?
Baps probably came out in 93?
Baps?
94, something like that.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Baps with Halle Berry when she was a hood chick. Holly, put.
Oh man, look dude, up I Babs. Know exactly. She's Catwoman.
Dude, are we really gonna leave the Minecraft movie to go look at hot girls, dude?
We need to show you this. Man.
What is this it's show Halle turned
Berry,
into,
man?
It's Halle Berry, 1993.
Is she in the Minecraft movie?
No, no, she was not.
You didn't have to put in 19, but look at that. You could keep it on here.
Yeah.
Perfection, and she still looks almost just like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine marrying someone and like you just marry them because you love them and whatever, and then like,
damn,
or whatever, however,
whatever you guys got going on. But then when they turn like 70, they're still hot. Like that's out there.
But yeah, that would be the worst if you were just a normal person and age like shit. Yeah, like most people.
But
do.
Once you're not leaving somebody when you're most of the time, unless you're the guy. Woman's not really.
And you hit the lottery.
Yeah, you got money. Like, you got ugh, yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
Here's your luggage.
There's a Sydney Sweeney lookalike that needs a sugar daddy.
Whose fucking father left her, and she never found success. Lucky me. Isn't it fucked up? That's every dude's secret dream. It's to get rich later on in life, leave your family, and then marry a hot chick.
Come on, man.
Just. But not even a good person.
No.
Yeah, it's not a good person at all. Person. That's a bad dude.
Man. Oh, my gosh, man. What's guy. Wrong? How did that happen?
The dude who did it the best is Anna Nicole Smith's husband, whatever his name was. I mean, he was like 90, and he had Anna Nicole Smith. Even if he couldn't really do nothing, just look at those tits all day. Come on, man.
Hold on.
Look at that.
Oh, wow. That is disturbing.
That's kind of scary as hell.
That looks terrible. Okay,
look at her in her wedding dress, beautiful.
Yeah, but the reason we cringe at this is because we're seeing that dude from our perspective. He thinks he still sees that hot chick and he's like, that's a hot chick. Yeah. The same way he felt when he was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're just like, oh my gosh, why is that lady necrophilian?
Yeah. He's like, wait till you get old. You're like, okay, whatever. Crazy ass.
What? Oh my gosh, I don't know, dude.
What if you, like, she gets old enough, and, like, he starts off, he's 75, right?
Yeah.
He marries a new wife that's young, and then she, like, hits 35. He's like, ah.
You're a little too old.
Like a car.
That is pretty sick.
He's 85, like, ah, it's time to he's trying to change out.
Somebody else who did it right, Adele's ex-husband.
Odell?
They married, no, not Odell. Adele, the singer.
Adele.
Okay.
The singer, not someone Odell like Beckham.
Like you.
Odell
Jason
Beckham.
Pavements?
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Okay. Odell Beckham Jr.'s ex-husband.
Well,
yeah,
it's not too far.
But Adele, so her ex-husband, they got married. I don't know if she was successful yet, but he's just the most average dude ever. Divorced her, secured the bag, dude. Look how look how much he got in his like
this him right
divorce
here.
Settlement. Yeah, that's him.
That's a smart looking.
But I mean,
dude.
That's a couple right there. I'm not mad about that couple.
Yeah, well, after now she's on Ozempic and fucking turned Jamaican or
you
whatever.
What?
Did you see that?
Yeah, I see. I think she looked. What you say? She turned her what?
She turned Jamaican. Did you see that?
Yes. That's terrible. She should have never did
she
that.
She lost her mind after this fucking Matt Harris looking motherfucker.
Oh my God. She just doesn't look good. I'm not even a cultural appropriation. I don't believe in that shit. My mom has dreadlocks. So, but this is, she just looks
but
bad.
But this was like 2021. Like this far into like people getting canceled and shit. And she was like, you know what? I can do it.
She got a taste of that black dick and she couldn't. She couldn't control it.
But, dude, that's insane.
That is insane.
Look at that. That's like some shit that was under the bed in Toy Story. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy looking.
It's like that doll. And what's that thing called? Rugrats?
Yes.
Remember with that? Who was her?
Angelica.
Yeah.
Angelica.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just the best. Who told her? Who told her this would be?
I don't know.
They fucked her up on
purpose.
But
what was her thought process? Did she think she could get away with it?
I don't know. This is crazy.
You have to at least be kind of hot.
Look at the dude in the back cheering.
Yeah. Just clapping. He's like, I did that.
That dude is 12 red stripes deep.
Go down. Go down one picture.
What, right here?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's her, too?
Is that her?
Yeah.
That's her?
She's skinny now, yeah.
Yeah, but she's skinny in the other one. That doesn't look like her.
Yeah, I didn't know that was her.
That's her, dude. She probably got work done. I don't know. I don't know her life.
Is it go up to the top right where she's Jamaican? I think she looks better here. Go to the right.
Right there.
Yep. Is that her skinny too?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Vogue. You know,
she looks good right there. But I think she, I don't know. Like when I see her now, I think she looks better, bigger.
I don't know, man.
No?
These, I can't look at her the same after seeing that image on the right, man. That's fucking grotesque. I hate that shit. But look up how much her ex-husband got when they divorced.
Ooh, dude.
This is a very rare win for the boys.
And he deserves, he should get child support. Do they have kids?
I don't. Dude, I hope not. Jeez, if that was your mom, and that's just the image that's out there forever.
What? Of that?
This?
Oh, oh, well, my mom's not far off. I can put, I can put one up here.
She's not too far off. 190 million. Oh, look at God. That, dude. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, we got to win. We got to win.
Absolutely. The,
no, 140. The she, it says 140. The majority of this settlement went to her ex-husband.
Well, I mean, that's still a lot.
Oh, God.
That's still a lot. You're set for life almost if you do it right.
That, dude, that's my dream life right there.
Oh, man.
It's just steal money.
That's better than the lottery, you know?
It is, because you work for it.
Because you get personal satisfaction as well. You're like that fucking dumb bitch. And then the next year, she's off looking like that, and you're like, dodged a bullet. Holy shit, I got $140 million, and that bitch went crazy?
Holy shit.
See that picture right there? I think she looks her best.
Let me click on it so we get it.
You know what I mean? A little full, yeah. Not too skinny. When you get on Ozempic, you can't go too skinny. People fuck this up.
Yeah.
Nowadays, especially because people like meat.
Yeah.
Back in the day, if you was talking about scar, you know, back in the '70s, they want a little rail, but now I want some meat on you. Yeah. Maybe somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like Ozempic is making some real unique body types because I feel like they're still mostly, like, their body fat percentage is really high. They just don't weigh as much.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all kind of skinny fat, you know?
I think they're skinny fat because they have the extra skin. I don't know if it's the fat because they do. I've seen people, like, they do lose it all. Like, they don't have fat anymore, but they still got the skin. Because of
but they can probably, these people can probably afford some pretty decent surgery.
Oh, hell
now the
yeah.
thing is, when you get the skin taken off, you want to make sure it? You want to make sure you're at where you want to be, because you don't want to get it taken off and then you gain, you know what I mean?
Do you rip open if that happens?
No, I'm pretty sure it stretches just like it did before, but probably worse because you're taking a lot of skin off.
Do you just keep growing skin? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to, right? It's the largest cell organism that we have in our body.
This is a big
organism. We're one organism. The cell is an organ.
It's the largest. What is it?
Or the skin is an organ. It's the largest organ.
It's the largest organ. All right.
Yeah.
108. 108, baby.
It's the largest organ.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. So let me show you. Skin is. Okay, skin is the largest.
Yep, right there.
Largest organ of our body. Look at that. I got it. Told
you. Yeah.
I
dude,
got
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah, man. This is what I'm talking about.
So it has to keep, it keeps on growing, right? If it needs to. I have more skin now than I had whenever I was 21, I'll tell you that.
But do you have more skin or is it just stretched out more? Or do you have actual
you have more skin?
Skin?
Do you have bigger biceps even though they're just, you know, tearing and then building up? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, you definitely have more skin than when you were like 5.
True.
Yeah.
You got more surface area.
Yeah.
See if the skin ever stops growing.
More bone, too.
You probably... Are we like snakes and shit? We just don't know. We just flake skin all the time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know we do that.
Some
I'm ashy as hell.
Oh, wait. That's the thing with like the mattress and the pillows, right? All your skin gets caught up in them.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they get super heavy.
Mm.
Ain't that fucking gross, dude?
It's terrible.
It doesn't ever stop completely.
No. You growing, man.
Keeps on growing.
Oh, man. But it's weird because older people look like they have more skin.
Exactly. See, look at that.
It's on growing.
They're getting too much skin now.
Well, it slows down because you're not growing anymore. It's going to keep on growing faster when you're in your places where you're growing. Because I think you guys still got time to grow. Like, it's like 25.
I could be 6'8" in a couple years, man.
You
it's
could.
It's a possibility.
You could.
It's not
all around. If you get a terrible tumor,
yeah,
you could be huge, man.
Why have to have a tumor to get taller?
I don't know. Bro.
The giantism.
There was a girl that I may or may not have known that had a tumor and like on some gland, and she just started lactating.
Ooh. Lactating.
Did she get it taken care of?
That's messed up.
Yeah, I think so.
But she would just be, was it at like school or something?
Yeah.
And it would just.
We all were like, you fucking whore. You got pregnant.
Jesus, man. Right.
Fucking weirdo.
That's crazy.
Poor girl. Yeah.
But, dude, imagine. Damn. But if that happened, if you're a girl and that happens to you when you're like 19 or 20, that's a one way ticket to becoming an overnight millionaire. On OnlyFans,
yeah.
Dudes,
rich.
Oh, yeah.
People are buying breast milk on Threads.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this. I clicked on a thread about Tua getting a concussion for the 15th time this, you know, week. Mm-hmm. But then there was one, because Threads loves to have horny shit on there. And I scrolled down one, and it was a girl, like, selling her breast milk for real. Because people are putting it in their, like, protein smoothies.
Damn.
Dude, this is the best time to be a pimp.
That
is. I mean, if you're a pimp right now, because it's legal.
Yeah.
It's OnlyFans. You're not sending them out there to Joe's. You get them, and you fucking, oh my God, you make so much money.
You got to have meat cows and dairy cows, dude.
Exactly.
It's just a you pimp. Do. Like, this is my dairy cow.
Mm-hmm.
This is my milk whore.
So how much they selling this for?
Oh, Brent.
I think it depends. I think it depends on the person. I don't know what increments. Like, they're probably not selling a gallon of it. I don't think you get that much.
No.
I think you can probably buy like maybe
couple
like
liters.
8 fluid ounces.
Yeah, a couple ounces.
That'll probably run you 50.
Probably bucks. More because you gotta. Don't you have to put like dry ice or something? You got to put it in something.
Shit, that's probably 150 if we're being honest.
I think you put it in dry ice.
Yeah,
man.
Bro. If you're gonna ship it,
yeah, you kind of have to do that. To
what are you?
It.
What are you gonna put it in?
You can refrigerate it, but the human body, it's at like 98 degrees.
I'm
sure.
But like whenever women pump, they put it in the freezer, dude.
That's just babies. Babies are pussies. Dude.
Oh, okay. So this
you
like
don't
want
to drink a warm milk.
Warm milk, hey man.
Should we buy a bottle of breast milk for the podcast?
Too much can go wrong there. Can it carry diseases?
I feel like
see
we
a breast
probably,
milk
it's
carry
not gonna
down.
Carry diseases if it's sold professionally. Let's see.
Well, I don't.
You might be 6'8" after this, Brandon, if you drink the breast milk. And plus, I've never tried breast milk. Do you think it tastes like regular milk at all?
Probably.
Like it's similar in any way.
I was actually just watching Greg Fitzsimmons on Your Mom's House. He was talking about his wife was lactating, so it was hurting. So and she left her pump at home. He had to suck it out, and he was like downed like a couple ounces of it, so they could bang.
Wild.
And then because they were it was like a bang night. You know they got kids, they're older, and so he went to the hotel. She left her pump, so she was like, "Let's go back to the house." And he was like, "No, I'll just suck it out." And so he sucked it out. They end up banging and then go back home. And then he's like, he shit for 3 days straight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Horrible diarrhea. And he said it was sweet, warm and sweet. Wasn't bad. It was
sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be sweet, dude. But then again, what do I know?
Yeah, man. You think you regret that?
They said it's sweet, though.
Probably not.
I mean, if it's sexual, you definitely regret it.
Yeah, because they're older. It's not like he's and they make time to have sex.
Oh, you said wait, so this is a young guy and an old lady?
No, they're married.
Okay,
Greg Fitzsimmons is a comedian. He's like, let's say 55 or something like that. He's been married for like, 20 years, let's say. So they make a thing like we're going to go out to eat and then get a hotel room. We don't have the kids fucking with us.
Yeah.
Type
Perfect.
Shit.
I get that.
So if they went back home, ruins the whole night. So he just had to man up. I respect him for it.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what you got to
do. You
got to do
what you got to do.
Like, I mean, we would all do the same thing. We'd all do the same thing.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We had to. Shit.
I don't know, man.
Supportive people, man.
And he couldn't spit it out because she said, like, she's like her
luck.
Job. Her job was fucking like what's it? Whatever they're called, the
a
nurses,
wet nurse?
The nurses who help them get on.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's her job. So she's like, you can't spit it out.
Why?
So he had to swallow it because I guess it won't come out right. I don't know. I ain't fucking a wet nurse. I was just repeating what he said. Well,
yeah.
I think I would do it too. What about you, Brandon?
Hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Just let it flow.
Not in a sexual context, man. I would just want to do it for science, or if I was thirsty.
So you just want to suck on the titty and just. But if it's there, if you're sucking on titties,
even have to be involved, dude. You can give me a
bottle. I feel like it's going to change
the
mood if you do that. Like, she's going to like that, you're going to like that, and there you go.
But what if you don't like it?
Oh.
There's always that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Fluids can go either way, man.
It depends on how you feel, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what if you get a bad batch? What if you get, like, a sour one?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Depends on what they ate, right?
I was listening to this podcast, and I was... this dude was talking about the benefits of drinking your own piss. And he was like, you got to piss first and let some of it go out. That initial stream, let that go out. You got to get, like, the piss in the middle. And then at the end, that's also no good. It's just the piss in the middle.
We should try that. No. We should try our own piss.
No, and you like
just our own piss.
You like rub it on your face and drink it because it's good.
It has healing qualities, Brandon.
I don't even like to look at my pee, man. I'm good.
All the healthy.
What do you mean you don't like to look at it?
Because it's like it's pee, man. Let's get it out the way. You know?
You don't like pee?
No.
So you don't think it feels good when you like really have to piss?
Oh, when I'm doing it, yes.
You don't stare at it like, get out of here, you dirty little shit. Get out of here. It's almost sexual. When you have to pee really bad, it's not almost sexual for you guys?
I mean, while you're it's happening, I look around and stuff and be like, this is great, but yeah. I'm not going to stare and linger too long, man. We got to get it out of there.
I start licking my lips and everything.
Oh, okay.
I hate when I'm doing that good piss, and then like a lot of times when you're drinking. And then if somebody comes in the urinal next to you and like ruins it, let me have my moment.
Yeah, I agree. That's bad bathroom etiquette. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
What about like when you're you go stand next to somebody?
No, he goes in the stall.
Go to the stall, man. Yeah.
That way you're in your personal pleasure chamber.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't had an update. Have you graduated to a urinal at all?
No, I'm still in the stall.
It's a work in progress, dude.
I'm still in the stall, but I mean, hey, we doing it normal. It's like a urinal, but I'm in the stall.
Oh, so you're keeping the pants up?
Yeah. Yeah, every other day. Every other day. Like, you know what I mean?
Every other day.
Oh, so you switch off because you don't want to go cold turkey.
We practicing. Yeah.
Sounds like you're straddling the fence on this, dude. Need to go full urinal.
Yeah. No. Does it feel better up or down?
Man, that's a tough choice.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't pissed with my pants all the way down since I was a child.
Really?
So I don't know if it feels good.
I mean, I guess there's a breeze and stuff. Like if you stand and it's just normal, you just like, okay. And then you just pull it up real fast. But, I mean, if it's up there.
Wait, don't you pee outside?
No, never. I mean, no. 10 years ago when I was a kid, but that was a year.
You never pissed
outside?
No, I mean, I would as a kid. Sometimes we were all like on
No,
the
like as
trip.
A grown adult man.
No, I don't pee outside.
Yeah, I pee outside once a day.
Where am I going to pee at?
So much. I piss.
In your backyard?
Yeah, anywhere. If you got to pee and you're outside.
If it's dark?
People all around my backyard.
I go piss. I probably shouldn't say this. Like I drive around for my job, and I have to check these stations, and they're out. Sometimes they're out in the country, but sometimes they're right behind somebody's houses. And you know when you have to piss like that, there's nothing else around. I'm acting like I'm doing something but pissing at the same time.
Yeah,
wait,
that's
so you
crazy.
Really were acting like that's great. So you acting like you're working. You're
yeah,
not
so I go. So like
thing?
Usually I have these big ass like electrical things. And I'll act like I'm fucking with something on there and then piss.
That's wild.
If this house is next, you know.
That's confident.
Because I don't want somebody's kid to come out. Then now it's a problem.
That is a problem.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Already a problem.
That is a problem. That's a problem.
I was thinking maybe like this was a station out in a wooded area. This is a neighborhood. This is somebody's.
This is literally a neighborhood.
Some.
Because the whole point of this is like this is where all the sewage comes to. So. I have to go there and just make sure it's working. And sometimes it's next to a house. You can't control when you have to piss. I've been on the road all day.
But at the
I'm
same
behind
time,
something.
You can't piss in a suburban like cul-de-sac. Yeah.
Well, they have it's woods behind it.
So but I don't you're pissing on the side of the house next to the meter.
They just smell the piss.
Because there's no, you know there's nobody back there, so all you got to do is keep your eyes on the house over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just have to watch out.
You have to find like a peninsula. Mm-hmm. On three sides it has to be covered. Keep your eye on the open side.
Keep your eye on the prize.
It's like a veteran with PTSD, dude. You have to sit in the corner at all times. You have to have your eyes on all the entrances and the exits.
That's true.
It's Brandon. True.
You ever killed someone?
Nah, not yet.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, okay. I like how you haven't completely written it off.
Yeah. Brandon, I think when you snap, it's going to be something of epic proportions because you never really get mad.
No.
So whenever you snap, whenever you just let go.
Brandon's going to get several snapped. Or get one in a brutal fashion.
Oh.
He's going to beat somebody to death with his hands, and there's going to be a rock and a fucking some kind of blunt force object.
That's crazy.
Or he's just going to drive into some group.
Ooh.
Drive into a group with my
like
car?
Like you just lose it, yeah.
Oh, like just
some
like,
group that has wronged you.
He's just gonna be driving in downtown. He's gonna see the GOP party in their red church. Be like, I don't even fucking know what the fuck is a GOP, and then just call mow the down sidewalk. 25 people.
He'd be like, "What you hit the sidewalk? I didn't touch no people." That sounded weird.
Well, you still can't drive.
Brandon, you would get away with murder.
Yep.
Illegally, you would get away.
Okay. You gotta think so. I don't think so now.
You can walk out there and kill somebody right now. You wouldn't do a day in jail.
This is great.
Their mom wouldn't even be mad at you, dude.
Mm-hmm. We understand. Maybe he should be put in an institution.
But not that
kind. Man, nobody gonna put me in no institution. Man, you going to jail. Fuck that. Like, you going to jail.
They make a fake jail for Brandon so he thinks he's going to jail?
Yep.
And they bring him in there, but it's like us. But at the end of the day, Brandon's like, "All right, man, I'm going to my cell." We're like, "All right, we're going to ours," and we go home. Just live a life.
He's trying to do the mirror thing and talk to us.
Like a Truman Show prison.
Oh,
how crazy would that be?
They need to remake the Truman Show prison. Really not tell the person.
Oh, do it for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can't do that.
Well,
like from birth?
No. Not from birth, but you like say.
It would be dumb enough to.
You make a whole fucking town and you'd be like, "Hey, you're here for a job for six months.
Offer them a job."
Yeah, offer them a job for 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put them in there. Part of the stipulations of the job, you can't leave, you know, but everything's recorded. And then you got fake people, so everything that's coming up is you know, fake.
There can be multiple love interests.
Multiple.
Ooh. But they're all hired in at the end. They're just like, "You fucking idiot, dude. I would never be with you.
Damn.
Or just I was paid to talk to you."
OnlyFans models.
But they can't be too hot. They got to have like a one weird
have
tooth.
Have you seen OnlyFans?
No, I'm saying they can be. I'm saying in this situation, you can't make them too hot because then, you know, if the dude just looked normal, he's going to be like, "Wait a minute." Because dudes are dumb, but they're not that dumb.
They're not that dumb.
But you got all different. You got a different array of OnlyFans models. You got the girls next door. You got the hefty ones. You got the hot ones, or whoever. I'm not into the ones that look fake hot. You know what I mean?
That's what you got to get believable women.
The girl next doors.
Yeah,
that's a whole thing. Dude, I know some OnlyFans models who are busted. They just have like big tits. You know what I mean?
The Sarah J's of OnlyFans.
Don't you dare talk about Sarah J on this podcast.
You know her face, dude.
That's my number one.
Sarah J.
Sarah J, Lisa Ann.
I think
Lisa,
less
who
of
this
you.
Is right here, real quick.
Sarah J, look up Sarah J.
See what you're talking about.
She's a goddamn goddess.
Sarah J.
No,
He's it's getting mad about this spelling.
Sarah J.
It's without an H.
Okay. OnlyFans.
It's not her.
Let's just say OF.
Whoops.
There we go.
He's trying to act like he doesn't know the.
So look at this.
See, I've never. That's man.
Right,
see, Brandon.
I've never seen
do
this.
Do you see the vision?
Yeah, I can see. I could definitely see this vision.
Exactly,
right.
Brandon. Goddess.
Yeah. Dude, no, she looks go like down to fucking. The, she has the haircut of that guy from the bench.
But he wouldn't even notice.
Oh, it's because she has dreads in that one. She called Dom the N word.
No, I don't like. See, I don't like the dreads or the curly hair. Go down to the black. See, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's a bad
that's
picture.
Somebody's
go down.
Gym teacher.
Right.
Yes,
that was my gym teacher in elementary school.
Now, come on.
No, man.
Yes, dude. You know, look, I saw her one time.
In person?
This is 100% true.
I've seen her at every fucking cafeteria I've ever been to.
So I was on a plane, right? I was I know the layover's in Detroit, and I'm just sitting there, and a woman comes sit down. She was with a hefty friend, and so her friend was really big, so you don't really think. And I didn't see her face. She just came and sit down, and I'm sitting there. Go to a picture of her back.
All right, let me search it.
That guy with that little
friend. And then sits down. She has a tattoo on her back, and I'm just like looking. I'm like catacorner, right? And So I'm looking, and Alex, you're gonna have to bleep out all the rest of these pictures,
I didn't even notice. I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
So I'm sitting there. On the plane, and I'm like, "Damn, that tattoo looks familiar." Now I'm telling you, it's my number one. So I'm like, "Damn, that tattoo looks familiar." She gets up and goes to the bathroom, and I'm like, "Oh my God. I was like, do I go back there and say, like, wait for her to come out the bathroom? Like, I love your work."
Big fan. Big fan of your work.
I didn't, but she just looks regular in public.
That might be the worst tattoo I've ever seen, dude.
Dude. That's
what
my,
the fuck is it? First, she has a tattoo of somebody 69.
Oh yeah, it
is. In the middle. That's there's a drop of water, mm-hmm. some kind of kanji, mm-hmm. The Monster Energy logo on the back of her neck, and then a like a backwards 9. What is that?
I don't know what's going on.
Is that black and white sperm colliding together to make one?
I mean, it could be. I have no clue.
If you got black sperm, you need to seek medical attention ASAP.
Oh.
Now, tell me if this is wrong, because I said this and my friends made fun of me. You know, have you ever seen condensed milk?
Yes, I think I have seen it. Doesn't it look like,
doesn't it look like semen?
Yes, I believe. Let me search it up just to clarify.
Please don't look up pictures of semen.
No semen. We know what that looks like. But I'm talking about condensed milk. Let's see.
Maybe not that. Look right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Right. I see.
Right.
What's going
in
on
that
there.
Photo, it does. But the more yellow ones, if your shit looks like that, bro, you're probably 70 years old.
That's Pillsbury Doughboy come right there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That the specifically the one inside of the spoon.
Yeah. Click on that one.
That's semen.
Is that which one? Hey,
Brandon, you know you have a mouse over
right
there.
Right here.
But that's vegan shit. Condensed milk that he was on. No, not that, dude. Okay, Brandon.
That was vegan?
Hold up. Let me get back to it.
See, what I was saying is spilt on the side, so it looked like it. So I didn't. I'm not talking about the yellow, but the rest, shit. Everything else.
That one.
Yeah.
Now we know if we ever have a skit, we got to get vegan condensed milk as the sperm.
Hell yeah.
Brandon, I hope you liked whatever this is.
Now, what would
it's
be?
Sweet.
It's sweet.
I know, but what's going on that we would need fake?
Dude, you never
know. We don't know.
We don't know.
Man, we have to shoot something.
If I get an artistic vision, you might have to cover your face in this.
You just look.
I'm saying might.
Whenever you're the actor and somebody like, okay, this is going to be JJ's vision, we just have to do whatever he says.
Okay.
For
all the great producers in Hollywood.
No.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Harvey Weinstein.
No.
I'm getting a leather black couch, too.
You get, see, look, this is how it's starting, man. This is.
What?
Because we got the fake cum. Now we got the leather couches. Here.
Whoa.
We like the fake. Oh, semen. And then you got Harvey Weinstein and all that. That's not good.
I'm not going to do the sex stuff that he did. Yeah. We're just going to lather your face up with this vegan condensed milk and put you on camera and post it on the internet publicly for people to see.
See, that sounds sexual.
Future employers, family, friends, people you admire, respect.
I don't know about that part, man. I'm good.
Okay, dude, you obviously just don't want to be famous.
So you're saying you wouldn't do this for the skit?
Well, I mean...
I would put it in my beard.
You would put it in your beard?
Without a doubt.
It depends what
really
happened.
Really could have not.
To, I don't.
We didn't have to say that.
And then you
that.
Just like, I'll grow know. It out and it just curls up right here. So it's just.
See, you guys have heard coochie sickles. Yeah. Wait till you hear about cum sickles.
No.
Ooh.
That's bad.
See, that one's worse. That's dark. Yeah, that's one I get.
That's a snowstorm, man. That's bad.
Because that's in there and you can see it real good.
Mm-mm. We should. We do a science experiment.
No.
Like a Prince Rupert's drop.
The fuck is that?
Look
Prince
it up,
Rupert.
Bernie.
You said Prince or
Prince Rupert's drop. It's a it's a glass structure. It's a shape. It's like a coil, dude. And the fat end of it is indestructible. The only way you can break it is if you snip the tiny part. It causes a chain reaction of crystal lattice failure. This right here. It looks like a semen. This thing is indestructible, dude.
Oh, shit. Look
really?
At that. Look
yes.
At that.
They tried to shoot it. Doesn't work.
Can you make a shirt out of this?
Hmm?
Can you make a shirt out of this?
Like out of the design? Or the? Oh, you
yeah.
Mean,
like out of this material. Armor? Because then you have
bulletproof. I think it's the shape,
it
right?
It has to be that shape.
Yeah, it has to be that shape.
That's weird.
And I like how you called it a shirt.
No, I was saying if we made a shirt.
Bulletproof shirt is what you're saying.
Iron Man shirt.
Yeah.
Goes crazy.
I mean, if you can make one big enough.
But look at the video, man. Look at the video. Like that little tiny wispy end. See?
No.
Oh, well, that's fucking shot it. When this was invented, they didn't
have
fucking
Desert
Eagle.
But that's them shooting it from the back. So they're hitting it from the back, not the front.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Shannon.
Oh, dude, I saw the whole thing.
You did?
Yeah. Found it. It was on Twitter.
You didn't have to watch the whole thing.
Dude, it's just, it was crazy.
What was he saying?
Man, he was back there, so he just, it sounded like, I didn't really listen to what he was saying. I just heard the way he was talking. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he was talking in her ear, just doing that dirty talk.
So explain.
She's screaming.
Explain to the fans if they haven't seen the Shannon Sharp video.
Okay, so there's a Shannon Sharp live video.
Shannon Sharp,
he was on Undisputed. Mm-hmm. He argues a lot.
Hall of Fame tight end.
Oh, yeah. He was also a tight end. Made fun of slow people. I remember that video. That was cool, but
don't know what he's talking about.
He said, Johnny can't read.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
that's not making fun of me.
Yeah, but he was it on
public humiliation. Continue.
Yeah, that's We've had a couple of that, but they were on the live, and he didn't know because he doesn't know anything about Instagram. So he got on the live, and he was just clapping them cheeks, going to town. If you know what mm-hmm. I mean, And he was doing a good job. Like, he did it. He perfected it. That's what I feel. Because she would... Dude, the way...
What grade would you give him?
You gotta,
based on audio alone.
It night, was the only audio.
First of all, you keep saying she.
That night in comedy...
It's never been proven.
That night in comedy, if it was comedy, he would have killed.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give it an 8 or 9 because she was hollering and mm-hmm. stuff. And he was back there talking, too. He was getting it down. It was good. And then, everybody tried to reach out to him, and he couldn't. Like, he zoned out. He didn't know. And she wasn't even caring either because she can't hear. But the agent had to call. And when the agent called, they were like, hey, man, you kind of being loud right now. He's like, what you mean by loud? And then they're like, well, we hear you having sex. And, of course, that messes with a man when, everybody sees it and you didn't know.
Mm.
So now he's calling ESPN trying to, let them know before they find out, which, I mean, you kind of have to do that if shit goes down. And at least he owned up to it because at the end he was like, you know what I did? Yeah. And I did amazing, too. Dude,
he said, I was hacked.
And I did it in the morning, too. Wait, he said. Wait.
He was like, my Instagram was hacked.
Yeah, he said.
He said he didn't.
No, he did afterward. He said he was hacked at first. Then he admitted to it.
I was hacked.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, can Instagram just hack your phone at any time?
He didn't know though. Like, he doesn't.
Dom's worried now. It's old people versus technology.
Yeah. It's always gonna be like that.
And it's crazy that Shannon Sharp has a crazy successful show on the internet. Club Shay Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all this shit, he's famous and he still gets defeated.
Do you think he's touching anything producing wise of that?
No. Oh, absolutely not.
So you still don't know.
Yeah, but you should be able to operate Instagram. If you have that many followers, you should take it upon yourself to learn how to operate the app.
I'm sure he has all the passwords to his social media, but I'm sure somebody else runs it too.
Yeah. I can't look at him. Dude.
It's like AI took over and just fucked his whole life up.
He's crazy.
Hey, this motherfucker's jacked too. He's like 60
years old.
Look at that picture of him in the gray.
Look at this.
54.
54
years old.
He has 27 teeth. Just in that photo.
He looked like a dinosaur. He looks like, or a horse.
Oh,
he played for the Broncos too. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like Donkey off of Shrek, kind of.
Something like that.
He got a strong ass jaw. Well, you can take it off the.
Okay, yeah, let's take it off of that.
Did you have some videos you wanted to show us, Dom?
Oh, hell yeah.
What time we at?
We are at 46, man.
Oh, yeah, go to Twitter.
I want to see some videos.
Okay, so press mute first. Press mute.
It's on mute.
No, press mute on the computer, the button that says mute. All right, then open it up and then restart it from the beginning, yeah. So let's give it back. This is so. If anybody out there doesn't know who Chris Benoit is, he's a wrestler from the 90s.
Great 2000s.
It was really good. It was really good. He was vicious.
Well respected.
He ended up killing his family, kids and all. You know, he killed his wife and his kid. I think he suffocated his kid, and I don't know what he did to his wife.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and then killed himself. But I think the foreshadowing in this video is hilarious.
It's the
you can
subtle
take it off
things.
Now.
Yeah. It's like a little prediction or something, right? You guys ready?
This is the entrance music right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a kid. That's a fucking kid, dude.
even if he didn't kill his family after this, that was weird that he was doing that.
Right?
You know? And he was a method actor, dude. What can you say?
That was...
Go back. What are you doing? Yeah. We got some videos.
Yeah. We got more videos?
Yeah. I don't know if this one's...
What, this one?
It could be. It's weird. We'd watch it for a second.
Shit's getting weird. Let's see. Hold up.
After
fuck?
This dude's talking.
Shit's getting weird.
All right, just let it go.
Brandon, what's your uncle doing?
Are you awake yet?
Oh, no.
Oh, sex right there.
Yeah, it's Jonathan Silver's beard.
Got long ass nose.
That is Jonathan Silver.
He has like Bill Cosby face.
He does. Yeah. He does. Like, all right, you can pause it.
Yeah, that there. Was.
Oh, I'm glad we just watched that.
I wasn't
part.
Expecting that.
That's all we wanted.
That nose spread, wasn't it? Damn. Spread some butter
gosh, on. That's it. Make that makes you sick, man.
Yeah, that was rough. Let me go ahead.
Not that one. That's just actually for me.
For this?
Oh yeah, start this. But this is hilarious. All
right, let's
I think you'll like this one, JJ. What's and Brandon thing? Will identify with it.
Because they can play football and basketball or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, I saw people on TV that were black. But my dad has a skin allergy to the sun. So in the summertime, he's a farmer.
Okay.
This is not a good
combination.
And so in the summer, he would scratch his skin, and it would get really black because it was like blood spats. And so I thought if you guys could just use some lotion, you wouldn't be black. Because we could put lotion on
your
dad's arms and then
it
wasn't black.
You should use some suntan. If you use some suntan lotion, you can look like us.
There
we
you
look,
go.
We exactly. Look good, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, if you it's called sunbum. If you go get a little bit of the tan
on
it.
Oh,
you
really?
So,
I'm telling you.
She's saying if black people just use lotion,
no, man.
We would be white.
No.
Yeah.
Hell
well,
no.
Well,
hell
technically,
no.
I'll play white devil's advocate, dude. No. Sammy Sosa did that.
Nope.
He was putting on some kind of cream.
It was lotion. It was lotion, and he turned white.
Some kind of medical cream. Oh, no. Dude, that's so bad. How dude, he looks.
But that's the thing. Oh, yeah, he does look crazy.
He looks crazy.
He looks fucking insane. But, yeah, this lady, she probably... genuinely believes that.
I can't believe it.
And also, there's a woman dressed like this at every, like, Southeastern youth baseball park in the United States.
There's always a woman like this wherever, anywhere in the Midwest and South. Dude. There's
just
always
no bra, cut off sleeves, just disgusting floppy tits, dude. And just nothing going on upstairs, dude. Fucking tumbleweeds up there.
This means she was sitting there eating dinner. And she's seen a group full of black people, and she's like, I bet they want to know how to be white.
They're going
to
love this one.
they're going to want to know.
Like, wow, shit. First thought is, how can I improve these people?
That's wild.
Let's start with the color of their skin. she was eating like a $12 steak and was like, they need to be white.
That's
my
crazy.
Gosh.
Holy shit.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
I'm related to this person 1,000%.
I can see that. Make sure when you play these videos, you turn off your mic while it's playing.
I got you.
Alex going to beat you up.
I got you.
Scroll down. Let's see what we got.
Crying,
do we got anything else? Yeah. Well, pause it first.
Gosh,
so
look
get
at his
it.
Gyrations.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a strap on?
Watch it. Look.
What is the kid doing in the back? Is this Vietnam? Oh my god!
Yes. Yep.
Look at his fucking. His nuts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's a moose butt.
Oh! Gosh, dude, I bet it made him. What noise do you think that was making? Dude, if white pants on men weren't gay enough already, they had to flare out. That no, that is a vicious fucking flare. That looks like horse legs.
Yeah, that was
beautiful.
No, man. No, dude.
I've never seen a camel toe like that.
That's even worse than Dante.
That's worse
than Dante.
That is flamboyant.
That was.
But why was he killing that shit?
I mean, he's definitely practiced this a lot.
Yeah.
And like my favorite part is his facial expressions. Like, he's really into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that he's going to hell. He did this on the Lord's Day, man. He's going to hell.
Sunday.
I mean.
What if that's what he's dancing?
He's wearing that lady's shirt from the last video.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. And fucking short rounds in the back like, my dad's gay. Oh, my gosh. He's definitely. This is. I don't know. Maybe I don't mean for this to be racially charged. I feel like this was definitely in Thailand, and this man has a second job on the weekends at a bar, singing and dancing.
Thailand. See, I'm getting Vietnamese or Filipino.
Dude, I play GeoGuessr, dude. That's Taiwanese Thailand? Dirt. That's Taiwanese dirt.
Shut the fuck up.
The trees back there.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying, dude, Philippines.
How have we not mentioned that it was like 9/11 2 days ago?
Yeah. Holy shit, it was, man.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, never forget.
Rest in peace.
Never. God forget. Damn it.
None of us, y'all better never. Don't do it.
Yeah. They should have done a Wednesday night football game, dude. Jets versus the Patriots.
And
the Jets should have lost.
What's wrong with you?
That's how I feel. Think the Jets should have won, dude?
I thought you were saying because they were in New York and the towers went down, they lost.
I'm saying because the Jets flew into the plains, Patriots
this time,
should win.
Yeah. The Patriots get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. If Mark Wahlberg would have been there.
Yeah.
None of this would have happened.
If Mark Wahlberg would have been there, he would have been like, this fucking Vietnamese guy, I bet he was in on it and just beat him to death on the street.
Man.
Right,
he does have a horrific racial charge.
Oh, yeah. I remember back in the 90s and like 80s, he'd be throwing rocks.
He beat a couple Asians up.
Nah,
he almost killed a man.
Not right.
He did an elderly man.
Let's see what this
guy. Damn, is an elderly man?
Yeah, he was old, I think.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Because
was he a teenager? Or was he grown?
He was a teenager.
Young. He was young?
Yeah.
Like a teenager.
But enough to know
that's
better.
Well, you're not even on the...
Okay.
You're just
1990,
on
the... What are you doing?
Well, just put hate crime.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's do that one.
Mark Wahlberg hate crime.
Oh, it doesn't pop up. But go to the...
So if y'all want to see what he look like younger, I was going to be like, this dude look like John Cena. Now, where is that? Oh, here it is. CBS.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. He's like, I got some things to ask you.
We got to look at the charges, man. All right, as a minor.
See. Oh shit, let me just say charge.
How can they get that up if he was a minor?
Charges. Let's see. Damn, it's on
he
IMDb.
Paid a lot of money to get this shit put away.
Racially
motivated attacks. Was this a multiple? This happened multiple times.
Oh yes, this was multiple. He did this multiple times. Like, he would do. Yeah.
Why are they bringing George Floyd into this?
This was probably like right when it happened.
Let's see.
Yeah, but that was a black person. This is Asian.
15-year-old Wahlberg and his friends were charged for chasing three black children and pelting them with rocks while yelling, "Can one of you guys get this one?
Kill the niggers."
Yep.
Until the ambulance driver intervened. That's fun. Now, I didn't know it was black. I'm pissed off.
I'm pissed off, too. Did you see the next day?
We've all been there, man. What? We've all done this.
Oh, jeez. <geez. laughs>
You might want to say you're just kidding.
I'm just joking, guys. This is a goofy, silly, fun time podcast. I definitely did not do that.
Well, you know, with your look, you could go either way. You do got glasses.
Dude,
now.
I have glasses. What are you talking about? I would never.
But what if they just soloed that clip? We all did it. Like
the next day.
Hot water.
Yeah, he does it the next day.
He wakes up. He's like, I didn't get enough yesterday. Yeah, the next day, Wahlberg harassed another group of mostly black children.
Okay.
Around the age of 9 or 10 at the beach. gathering other white men to join in racially abusing and throwing rocks at them. It's kind of hard to find rocks at the beach, though. There's some holes in this story.
Shit. Mm. And then later in 1988, he attacked two Vietnamese men while high on the drug PCP.
Now, that is what I remember.
See, that's what I remember, too. See, now I'm kind of not like it, Mark. Look, PCP, you attack somebody, you're on PCP.
Yeah.
So he might not really hate the Asians. It seems like he hates the blacks. He is from Boston.
He was on PCP. He just thought they were black. Wait, it is racially motivated. A Vietnamese something, something.
Where is it at?
I don't know what, I'm guessing.
Well, he got prison time. He spent 45 days in prison for
his 2-year sentence. Yeah. Wait, how old were the Vietnamese dudes?
Let's go back and see.
It didn't say.
I don't think it said. Let's see if it goes down. Maybe it'll say. What does he have to say? Well,
what if his victim said? Go to that.
Oh, yeah, let's see. In recent years, the actor's victims have expressed different opinions on whether Wahlberg should still... I was reading that, man. That's some bullshit. So it said, should still be held accountable for his teenage actions.
I don't care what they think who should be held accountable for. What the fuck did it, what'd they say?
Christian...
Oh, that's what they said.
It says Christian Atwood, one of the fourth grade students Wahlberg attacked at the beach in 1986, told the Associated Press that she didn't think he should be pardoned. I don't really care who he is. It doesn't make him any exception. If you're a racist, you're always going to be a racist. And she continued for him to want to erase it. I just think it's wrong.
Okay, I will say this. That's wrong. If you're a racist, you'll always be a racist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand Chinese forever. And then...
Damn.
And then Alex came around. What
the fuck? Yeah.
One of the best buds, man.
There has to be a group you didn't like, Brandon. Or weren't particularly, like, fond of.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, not to ask.
Could have been whites.
It could be white. Dude, I won't hold
it
against
you.
I've had some thoughts myself.
I didn't like whites for... It was a little stretch from, I think, 14 to about 17 because they wouldn't let us into the parties.
The Wahlberg years is what they referred to them in.
They wouldn't let us into the parties. They kept on calling us the hard R. And when we kept on beating the shit out of them, and that's what you do. And this is what people don't realize. You fuck them up real good. Like, we sent one to the hospital bleeding on the brain. I bet he hasn't. He might still say it, but he hasn't said it in public around black people.
He doesn't mean it as much.
He can't. He's mentally challenged now. but
hell yeah.
I know people who were racist against a lot of different type of people.
Oh, I do.
They
too.
Just weren't around those type of people. Mm. You grew up somewhere, you only see white people and you only see black people.
Yeah.
And then you get to hang around them. So I don't believe you're always racist. But he was aggressive, and he probably still is. You know?
That's why people want to travel so much. They just want to find a group of people that are like, wow, they suck. I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't like these.
Probably do good in Coleman.
But, dude, best people in the world, Hawaiians.
Hell yeah.
Now, for white guys, it gets a little dicey, but if you're you, you're good. Yeah. If you're... As a Birmingham guy, if you're him, he might get fucked up.
Wait,
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
yeah. But if you're chill, they will fuck AJ O'Leary.
They'll fuck him, dude. They'll fucking
don't like
bust
him.
A pineapple right over his head, dude.
He wouldn't be able to walk the streets.
No,
those are nice people. Would you?
He's just too much of an asshole.
He is.
Damn,
I mean, always
wants to
a
be
dick,
black.
Man. God, I hate AJ O'Leary. Damn. We had him on, man.
Yeah, dude. He smelled weird.
He hasn't talked to us since.
Mm-mm. Not one time. He wears a suit all the time. Thinks he's the shit. Can you believe that, bro?
Fucking on the news.
Damn. On the news,
who
man?
Does he think he is on the news?
Hell yeah.
Does he ever bring us up on the news?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah.
Piece of shit.
And he does business reporting. What are we, dude, if not a business?
Mm. Yeah, man. Well, you asking
we're
what
Clown
I
College Inc.
You know how much we made at our last show, Brandon?
How much did we make?
$15.97.
Holy shit.
Round it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Ooh,
how do you round
it? You got 16 now, don't you?
Ooh, look at that. He's quick
I'm a
with
cashier
it.
Now. Yeah. Don't play with me, man.
Damn. It's all about improving. Dude, give a round of applause.
My IQ test would be higher right now, mm-hmm. but you know.
If you had
not too much higher.
Oh, no. Man.
Don't go over 2 points, all right?
If you had to commit a hate crime, Brandon, what do you think you would do?
Yeah, who's...
Would you throw rocks at people?
This is setting me up right here.
What? Dude, I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying if you had to.
Yeah, if you had to commit a hate crime.
Well, if I had to commit a crime.
Hate crime.
It has to be racially, religiously, ethnically motivated.
Mm-hmm. I know who I'm going with.
Ooh, we should hear what you're going with.
No, now.
Okay.
He'll say it after. Yeah. And I'll say my piece.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, Oh, yeah. Well, you could be like walking in the beach, right? And you're on like the edge of the like water, you know, where everybody's all having a good time and they looking out at the like seagulls and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you walk past them, you just don't say nothing. Oops. You push them in the ocean. There you go.
Damn, so you're going to kill
but
people.
What?
No, he's not going to die because, dude, it's right there. Look, it's right there. So once he fall, you go straight back to the, what is that thing called? The shore.
So pushing people in the shore part, near the shore of the ocean once he fall, hate crime.
But what's the hate element?
Yeah.
Why'd you do it? Gay?
So are you
gay.
Oh, my God. So now I got to pick.
Is it the gay?
No.
Or is it blacks because you're pushing them in water?
No.
Or both.
No. No. So you know, so just say something random. Say a random.
Who's the people that you would hate?
Hold on.
And how would you punish these people?
Oh no,
we know who they are.
Oh no. Okay, what, like really, really old? Just really old white people driving.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there we go. I just removed their cane and see if they can walk.
Mm.
Right? There you go.
You could like saw it halfway through and then they put weight on it and now
Yeah, you just walk and they like, hey, how you doing, Sonny? I'm good, man. I need that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that. What would you do, Dom?
I would take a whole bunch of gold coins.
Holy shit.
And then stuff them in pigs and shrimp.
Yeah.
And feed it to them.
Well, I want them to try to get it.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, I already know.
Who?
I already know. What is it,
who do you think? Huh?
Jewish?
Damn,
is that what you're talking about? I know it.
They're at war right now.
Okay, so then who is it?
No. I was talking about the black Israelites.
Oh, shit. Damn. Holy shit. I was just guessing that German shit, man. You can't talk about Hitler.
Yeah. Well, I just... We won't get on it today.
Yeah.
We won't get on today, yeah. But I
what
see.
What about you, JJ?
Ooh, what would I do, man? Well, oh, I've had several ideas.
You already thinking?
Oh, yeah, man. This is years of planning. I don't want to spoil my genius plan. I don't know. Maybe like whenever Alex Z has to go to court-ordered anger management classes and do community service for whoever he hits with like a mag light
or
a mic stand.
Yeah, it's gonna
happen. Next, I think maybe make him clean the stalls at a animal shelter, but don't give him a lunch break. And then around hour 7 to 8, bro, it starts. He starts sweating.
Holy
He's white knuckling the broom and shit. He's like, fuck.
Oh, we haven't said your joke over here that you said to Alex at we went to
the
Gunnersville.
The Gunnersville show.
Gunnersville show. What happened, Doc?
Alex, there was shout out T Guy Jokes, Tristan.
Shout out T Guy Jokes.
Yeah.
He invited us down there. He was making tacos outside of the grand opening of this business. They were fire. They were fire. And we were all outside. There was a dude that looked like exactly like Paul Wall was there. And he had two dogs. And Alex...
Not on the leash.
Not unleashed, dude. But this is where... if you're going to do it in public, this is the place you can do it. You know? And Alex put his food down on like the... in a windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog came up and ate it. And I said, damn, Alex's food is eating Alex's food.
Damn, man.
You get it, Brandon?
I get it. Oh, I got it as soon as you said dog.
He knew where it was going.
Yeah.
He knew where it was going.
I knew where it was going. Dude, that actually was something I was thinking of earlier. I was like, dude, wouldn't that be a horrible punishment if you gave somebody, like, you were like, you have to work customer service for 24/7. You never get a break. You never get to sit down. If you sit down, they whip you. You have to always work. That'd be some crazy shit, wouldn't it?
Well,
are you talking about slavery?
There was something that happened kind of like
damn,
that.
Damn, look at that. It already happened.
But it wasn't really a customer facing role.
Yeah, but they sat down. Like he'd be like, you can't sit down. You just gotta stand at this register for 80 years. You don't even get a lunch break.
Oh my gosh, dude. Is that where the terms front of house and back of house come from?
Probably.
What's the term? It's just front of the house and back of the house. Like front and back.
The front of the big house and
the White House, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be in the big house. You probably in the yard.
Brandon lives in the outhouse.
Yeah, what, you're probably in the yard,
personalized shed?
But I would come out there and give you stuff.
Dude, I'm glad you
and
would.
And I would pretend like I didn't see it.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I wouldn't be the owner. I'd be like, you know, I was in a history class, the Old South, dude. Mm-hmm. And there was poor whites who they were also looked down upon. Obviously, they weren't slaves. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it wasn't as bad. But they whenever a poor white would come up to like a rich white's house for work, the rich white dude would always send out a slave to talk to him because he didn't see him as equal. He's like, I'm not talking to this fucking cracker, dude. Marvin, this. you go say something, dude.
That's crazy.
And the people,
I'd be that guy. I'd be that guy walking up, like, guys, you know, let me hop in.
Oh, the good old days.
Huh?
Right out.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Good old days.
You know what would have been the best time in the world to live as any person? Is a white guy in the 1950s.
Now, that was a good time
that
for
was
us.
If I was to pick anywhere to go back, like, because, you know, you can go back to the Egyptian time. They didn't have AC. No. You can go back to all these different times and be Meng Dynasty, be whatever they were. And then.
That wasn't it. The Meng Dynasty?
What is it?
The Meng Dynasty.
Meng.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ming, Wing, Ling. And I think those really were all real dynasties.
Yes.
There's one called, all right, I'm going to enunciate this very well, the Qing, but it was K-I-N-G. Mm. Or not Q-I-N-G.
Okay.
Yeah.
King dynasty?
There it is.
Yeah, see, dude, they went crazy. I think these were the people that discovered silk.
Holy shit.
And it started a big deal, some trade routes.
Hey, I'm
would you rather be
that's a penis.
The highest ranking member of this or a white guy in the 1950s?
I mean, the white guy in the 1950s would have more access to resources than any of these people.
Yeah. But they have like they'll have like slaves and such.
These
and,
people?
Yeah, I'm sure whoever the top dog was got whatever. Like when you go back to those times, yeah, when you're the big guy, you get whatever you want.
Chinese slaves?
Probably smart.
Yeah, but those aren't the guys you want.
I mean, they probably know how to work or do good shit.
Yeah.
I would go.
But they're always giving out free samples of your product.
It's weird they still have vibrators, but no AC. You know they did, though.
Yeah.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
They've had the vibrators since the Egyptians.
The bees.
But that's Egyptians.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I feel like it's evolved over time. Like, they found different ways, probably.
Well, how do you think they did it in ancient China?
Let's see what they got there. See, you could have got. So what you could do is cut down because
Chinese hornet.
Yeah, you get no. Fuck that. That's because that go
yeah,
wrong
don't.
Fast.
You're
you
just a fucking cut, idiot.
So what you do is you. Okay, no, you get splinters like that. Fuck that. Never mind. I was gonna say you cut down some bamboo. You can't do that.
But what's the vibrating instrument?
Okay, so probably bumblebees, maybe.
Yeah,
well, that's what they. That's
no,
what
instead of hornets, because hornets, that's just that's dumbass. Worse because they're. God, dude, they're
locked in a thing. They're confined.
But they're harder to catch.
But what if you have a dude that sucks and he accidentally has a little like part where they can just chip through that? You got to be careful.
Well, that's part of what you got to take. You know?
Part of the risk.
Yeah, part
that's
of the
a horrible risk.
You want to use a vibrated in the king? Yeah. How you say this?
The Qing.
Qing dynasty.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I know how they do it. Of course, so you cut down some bamboo wood. Mm-hmm. You put them inside of it. You get something that ties it up real good. And then you get, like, some hide or something to cover around the bamboo stick.
Mm. What kind of animal? Fox,
horse,
maybe?
Horse.
Oh.
Okay. You're going to get a horse.
Okay. Horse
people hide. Already like horses. Mm-hmm. So you get the same experience. You're not actually doing the horse, but you know what it is. And,
You know what it is.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they do. Just have a bunch of bees and hornets. And you could probably put a couple of balls in there that could move around, too. They're all colliding together, so now you just got a bunch of shit. Everything's moving.
Like a baby rabbit?
So
beads, too.
This is just going, it's not going inside.
No, I mean, no, this is all going to be inside trying to make it move.
Uh-huh.
Brandon, what about a rattlesnake, dude?
Ooh, that could work, too.
That's the clip.
That's going to work very small, though. That's going to work very, like, for a short time because that thing is going to die in there.
Well, you don't even have to put it in anything. You just have to make sure... You know, put something over his face.
Coat it in some substance.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nah. And then it's gonna automatically shake that. We got hours for it, does.
So it's just the fangs. Nothing else in that body got that poison?
Yeah, no, like yeah. the okay. actual tail doesn't have
I don't
any
think
poison.
It's going to secrete any poison.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, that would be tough, but I mean, they could do it.
Yeah.
It would be very tough, though.
Like, why would it be tough?
Because you got to know how to catch the snake right. You got to know how to grab it. You got to realize what you're grabbing, too. How are you going to cover this thing over his head?
It's a dangerous game.
And how they're going to live. I mean,
if, like right now, we would just use like tape, so they'd probably use like sap and bandages.
Oh, yeah.
You think they don't have tape, but they have bandages.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre.
For sure. It's just garment.
I'm thinking of like Band-Aids. You got to take the little paper off.
I feel bad for the snake at this point. That's saying something because I don't mess with snakes.
I did, this is a very dangerous thing, dude. This is exact, pretty much almost how
you're
Steve Irwin
a snake,
died.
Man. I just realized that.
Yeah, they don't have rights.
Not at this point in time. Not almost like three people had rights, and that was it.
Here it is. No, not going to do that.
That's a dragon.
I know. That's a rar.
That's who?
That's a rar dragon. There you go.
What's that?
Rar?
Oh, I was just making a dragon noise. I was like, rar.
That's
dragon.
A dragon.
Oh.
What's
oh.
that? What's that dot that
that's
he's looking
the,
at?
Because it's in Japan, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's like how the
yeah this is the Japan. Qing dynasty of Japan.
Like what is that? The sun or the Japan?
Yeah, I think so. Actually,
sun god.
Yeah,
sun god.
Ra.
Yeah.
Rar. Look up Ra. R A.
Okay.
No, that's his name.
That's Egyptian though.
Isn't some rolling papers gonna pop up?
No.
Look
no.
at that.
Oh, WWE we Raw. Lost him. We lost
you
him.
You got like Monday Night Raw. And
it's
shit?
R-A Raw.
R-A.
Just R-A.
Okay. Okay. See, that's cool as shit.
There he is, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Egyptian guy.
That is cool as hell.
And they can't make a good movie about these motherfuckers. I'm so pissed off.
Did you? What was that one?
Gods of Egypt.
Yeah, that was really
with
shitty
all
movie.
Like
all whites.
Now I'm not big on you have whoever you want in the movie. It's Gods of fucking Egypt.
Yeah,
and they're all white.
Yeah,
everyone.
Well, everybody was white back then.
No.
Then the Red 40 made you guys darker, and then you got to get that ladies' lotion at that fucking shitty restaurant. It'll make you white again.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But the movie sucked too. I just want to put that out there.
Okay, now
not even that. Not even about just the white people. It just sucked as a movie.
What's up with the arthritis?
Yeah,
yeah,
horrible arthritis.
Let me see this.
The God of Raw can clear that.
Oh my gosh,
damn.
That looked like fucking to his hand.
Exactly. That's rough. That's like, ugh. Well, I mean, I understand your situation.
You think that stingray? You think Steve Irwin ever touched any of the animals inappropriately?
Probably.
I think you got to.
I don't think you got.
I don't think you have to, but
but
might
there's
have.
A chance never, it happens.
There's always a chance.
Like, what if it was like a Mr. Hand situation where actually he tried to have sex, the stingray thing went up his ass and it killed him?
Oh no!
But like,
I don't want to believe that.
I don't think he did it. First of all, Steve Irwin, I almost feel bad.
He's a G.
He might be the best dude ever.
Mm-hmm.
He
and
might
Bob
be the.
Ross.
Oh man,
I'd
Mr. Rogers.
Steve Ross. Steve Irwin is probably the best white in the last 50 years.
I just man. Told you two more.
It's amazing, dude. Yeah, look
I'm
at this.
Taking Steve Irwin over Bob Ross.
Okay, but
personally,
are you taking him over Mr.
Personally.
Rogers?
Yes. Personally.
Okay, yeah.
Did you watch Mr. Rogers growing up?
Well, Steve Irwin was more my time. These guys were kind of before my
time.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, Rogers was before my time, but it just always came on PBS and we
No,
were
I watched Daniel Tiger. I didn't watch Mr.
Yeah, we didn't watch it.
No. Oh shit! I didn't
this
know that.
Dude.
Was based.
But I was like 17 when I watched it.
I think this is the best guy who's ever lived.
I think this is the best white, a guy that all he wanted to do was talk to kids, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Those are generally frowned
and
upon whites.
When everybody hated black people, he was like, "Come in here and I'll wash your feet."
Because he was Jesus-like.
Yeah.
He was trying to imitate that, which I respect.
Wait, he fought for public. Television, they were trying to take it. The only reason PBS still around is because of him.
Dude, think about
that
how many
true.
Kids got horrific, like, animal-related injuries trying to be like Steve Irwin. Dude.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh.
Dude, like me, bro.
You still go out there and try to wrangle those.
I broke my foot chasing a lizard when I was 12.
Holy shit.
Hit it on the side of the house. Air conditioning unit, man.
Yo, crazy. JJ, I got a question. I got to go back to that Mr. Rogers. Did you say he, like... So would he like personally wash their feet like him?
Well, I don't know.
It was to make a statement.
Okay, I thought he said
to,
okay
because like they didn't want him to have a black person on there or something. So
which
he was
is
like,
crazy.
"You don't want me to have one? I'm gonna bring him in."
Yeah, but also man, Jake does that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know?
Jake does it for different.
He's
reasons.
Like a Jeffrey Dahmer.
This
foot
right?
Is
yeah,
this
right
what
there.
You're talking about? I remember this. Yes, mm-hmm. I do. This was a very
historic day
moment.
In America.
I believe so.
And that this is color TV.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? This
Wait,
wasn't that long ago.
That, yeah. Well, this can't. the black dude's dressed up as a cop.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Who was the first black cop? Can you look that up?
Oh, dude, right they've now? Had them since the 1800s.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Well, I don't know.
We've always had sheriffs.
Let's find out.
That would be like the modern day Clayton Bigsby. Like, black cop in like Birmingham.
Oh. And Bass Reeves, 18. Like, dude, this dude was he was bad, man. He was
good.
Who
the fuck is this?
Oh, Brandon's right again.
But was he a cop or was he like a U.S. Marshal?
Dude, he lived
1875.
He lived for a long time, too.
Yeah, he was a marshal.
Yeah.
Which is probably way better than
exactly, man. He was like one of the best. He was putting it down.
But, dude, I bet if you were a white dude and got arrested by this guy, you were so mad, dude.
So mad. I bet he was so happy.
Look how many arrests. 4,000 arrests.
Oh, he.
Damn, he's Kamala Harris.
Dude, I'm dead.
Kamala Harris. Who gives a fuck? If you vote for either of these two people, you heavily advocate for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, congratulations, dude. You're in the Matrix.
Yeah, I think she's gonna win, but I've never voted, not once. Even Obama. And I like Obama. Loved him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, I like Bush,
I'd vote
too.
For him now.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I like Bush, too. And he might have genocide of a couple of, you know, who, but look. He was a wholesome guy.
Obama bombed all those people.
I was there. I was helping him. I was helping him.
Yeah, Don pressed the button.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, it's war.
Yeah.
It's war, man.
There was a chance it wouldn't fire.
Yeah. It's a good chance. They come back defective all the time. I have to take care of them and send them back to the ASP, get them fixed, and all that type of shit.
I was seeing these videos on Instagram of dudes in the army who have like full beards, and they're like, "Why aren't you clean shaven?" And it's just an obviously Puerto Rican guy being like, "I told him I was Muslim." They just have to respect it.
Yeah, dude, you do. Yeah. I'm trying to think. We didn't have anybody Muslim that had a beard, but I have mine like a stubble because if you say like so, black people get bumps, right? So they can have beards because you can't shave. Shaving profile is what they call it. And I didn't really need it, but I was like, I don't want to shave every day. So I went and got one. And they were like, "Oh, you're black?" Yeah. And then,
okay.
Yeah. And if you rarely see a white dude. I think I seen one white dude. And then my NCO, who was black, was like, "Hell no, I don't give a fuck what they say, but he can't do that." So yeah. he had to let him grow it out. But I know they do this stuff for the Muslims, like they can grow it out. But the reason you're supposed to be clean shaved is because if a gas attack comes in, you want to be able to seal your gas mask.
Yeah.
You can't seal it if you have hair.
True.
So even whenever if you had a profile, if you go into the fucking gas chamber, you're going to shave because you ain't trying to have.
First of all,
what?
I'm not getting in the gas chamber.
You have to. There's no choice.
You have to.
Nah, man.
There's not a choice.
Too many history related incidents.
You'll be fine. It does suck.
I'm
sure. It sucks good, but it's it clean you out.
Hell yeah.
It clean your nose out for sure.
I'm good without
that. All snot. Just, everybody just comes out and it's snot.
Dude, that was me at the Clown College show.
Oh, yeah.
I already went through the gas chamber, dude.
Yep. That was me, though.
We should do it. I probably can get some CS gas.
Okay.
Just in here.
Oh, shit, dude.
Like this. We die.
Wouldn't it spread? We'd have to, everybody would have to evacuate.
You just put it, a canister here, right? And it's like you put the tablets. You can have CS tablets or
tablets.
The actual gas. Yeah,
it's like a pill.
No, like a sugar cube.
Oh,
you know, whatever. They're just tablets, and then you put like water on them, I think, and then it fills up the air with CS gas, and it burns your skin.
Oh no!
But we got to go in there, right? I know we got to go. This is it, and we got to go. You go in there. You got the mask on. The whole point of it is to make sure your mask works. So you're in there like, "Hey, everybody good?
What nobody's." What if it doesn't?
Well, either way, you're going to have to take it off.
Oh.
So then that's why, you know, oh, your shit's not sealed. So tighten up the straps. Make sure your shit's sealed. Then you take off the mask. Don't breathe in. And then put it back on and then reseal it by pressing your hand against the filter. And then you press it on there. And you go, and you blow out. That's how you clear your mask. So now you're learning how to clear the mask once you get gas in it, or you get gas and then you put your mask on. And then I think they just do this so you know how it feels, or just to fuck with us. I actually did it to whenever I became a sergeant. I love doing it to soldiers too. But so you take them in there and they close the doors, have you all line up, all you guys take off your mask, and they say the Soldier's Creed. And the Soldier's Creed is like, that's a lot of sentences. You know what I mean? It's not just like a couple of, I am an American soldier. That's the part I got to. I was like, I am an
oh, and then no.
Try to run to the fucking door. This is in basic training. Try to run to the door, and they won't let you out. So you're like you're fucking dying in there. And some people can get pretty far into the soldier's career. I am an American soldier. Oh, blah 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 blah. And they get
that's
pretty
the only
far.
Party remembers.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to remember. I am an American soldier. Yeah,
that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Foreign
and domestic. That's in there somewhere.
Foreign and domestic.
Yeah, talking about fucking people up. Foreignly or domestic. You goddamn right, because we're fucking soldiers.
Yeah, man.
God damn it. All right.
Thanks,
that's
guys.
It. Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Tussie.